Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting second. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Chili Davis. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tom O'Malley. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Brenly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lasky. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bill Lasky. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The right fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Scott Sanderson. And now, play ball. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster strikes out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cromarty. Clark reaches second base with a double. Evans moves to third. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evans scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clark scores. It's 2-0, Giants. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cromarty. O'Malley reaches second base with a double. Leonard goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Giants. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a line drive towards short. LeMaster reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lasky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lasky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-1 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Leonard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Leonard reaches second base with a double. Clark moves to third. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. O'Malley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cromartie throws the ball into Spear, who tags O'Malley trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Clark scores. Leonard scores. It's 5-0, Giants. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a pop-up towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brad Mills pinch hits for Scott Sanderson. Brad Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Burris now pitching. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0-for-1 in the game. Brenly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Lasky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lasky is 0-for-1 in the game. Lasky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Brenly and he is safe. Raines steals second. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromartie hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Malley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, Giants. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallach hits a line drive towards third. O'Malley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos 2. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 2 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry White pinch hits for Ray Burris. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a line drive towards short. LeMaster reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos 2. The Giants will come to bat. Randy Lurch now pitching. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lurch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Leonard. The throw from Carter and he is out, Spear applying the tag. One out. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 2 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 2 in the game. Cromarty strikes out. one out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver moves to second. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-2 in the game. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0-for-2 in the game. Brenly strikes out. 1 out. Gary Lavelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavelle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-3 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Randy Lurch. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dan Schottsetter now pitching. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lavelle fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-3 in the game. Cromarty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dawson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Leonard hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. O'Malley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wallach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-3 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter strikes out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-3 in the game. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-3 in the game. Spear strikes out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and Montreal Expos, 2. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.